Signs of life. Who can mistake these signs of life? Of 400 or 500 million Muslims, not one has left his home in order to tell others of Islam, to preach to them the message of the Holy Prophet. But hundreds of Ahmadis can be named who have left their homes and gone to live and work in other countries. The number of Ahmadis in the whole world cannot be more than a few hundred thousand. Yet they are making Muslims of men who would hate even to hear of Islam. If the followers of the Messiah have no life in them, how did they manage to change the map of the world? How did they dare to confront countries and continents? Whence did they gather this courage, this confidence? What was it that persuaded them to leave their own countries and go to strange lands, and for what? They have their near and dear ones, their relations, their families and friends. They have their interests and occupations. What leads them to forsake the world and turn to religion? It is the gift of life they have received from the Messiah. They can see the difference between the living and the dead. It is not difficult for them to give up the dead and turn to God, the source of all life. He has entered into them, and they into Him. فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. So blessed be Allah, the best of creators. The life-giving power of the promised Messiah has been inherited by His followers. Life creates more life. This indeed is its best evidence. It is not life alone that Hazrat Mirza Sahib gave to his followers. He gave them the power to give life, the power to raise the dead. If Mirza Sahib had not done this, his own power to raise the dead through the grace of God would have remained in doubt. It would then have been said that his powers, his special knowledge, his warnings, his prayers were a gift of nature, a special talent or attribute or quality of mind, not evidence of the grace of God. But such doubts cannot hold. The life-giving powers which the promised Messiah displayed have not been confined to him. They have not vanished with him. They have been inherited by his true followers. In different degrees and according to their deserts, the same powers are displayed by them. In proportion to their regard for him and the degree of their spiritual contact, they also possess the gift of spiritual knowledge. Many among his followers can discourse on the beauties of the Holy Quran. Their eloquence is unbounded, their speech persuasive as they start speaking on the subject. It melts away doubts and difficulties. No religion or philosophical system or thought which chooses to challenge Islam can overawe us. We can deal with it with the help of the Holy Quran. No objection or difficulty has ever been raised about any single verse of the Holy Quran, the reply to which has not been disclosed to us by the special grace of God. Spiritual experience, that is, experience of divine revelation or of true visions, has also passed on from Hazrat Mirza Sahib to his followers, who have experienced a sort of rebirth through his influence and example, and have received the gift of this experience from God. They receive revelations from God and true visions from Him. Their fulfillment brings an increase of faith and certainty of conviction to them and their friends. The living God speaks and discloses His will to them. They discover the ways which lead to His pleasure. They tread these ways, and this brings them courage and strength of mind and spirit.